This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Moments before the show, Mark, you told me you had a story about someone who is in trouble. Jail? Is it jail?
Well, he's facing prison time.
Facing prison for sharing a Little Debbie snack cake.
That's correct.
I didn't believe you when you said that.
You know, what is this about? You can't write fiction like this. If somebody wrote this in a book or if The Onion wrote this, people wouldn't believe it. They'd say it's outrageous.
I thought it was an Onion story when you gave me the headline. What is going on?
Yeah, apnews.myway.com, which I guess it's from the AP then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Says AP. MacArthur, Ohio, a judge in southern Ohio must decide whether to send a man to prison for sharing a Little Debbie snack cake.
Okay.
The case involves 21-year-old Timothy Caudill, who last year was held in a residential community corrections program in Nelsonville for breaking into a bar.
Nelsonville? I think we're on in Nelsonville.
Excellent. I hope hoping the best here for Timothy. While there, prosecutors, can you believe that a prosecutor, I hope the prosecutor's listening, can you believe a prosecutor would waste his time with this crap? Prosecutors said he bought the oatmeal cream pie from a vending machine and shared it with a fellow inmate who was on restriction and wasn't allowed access to snacks.
He should have known, huh?
Well, I maybe he did know. Maybe he said,
I'm on restriction, you can't be giving that to me.
Well, maybe he knew, maybe he didn't know. I don't care. Maybe, you know, he probably said, "Hey, want some snack? Want some oatmeal pie?" Well, you know, whatever. He's trying to be nice, trying to be kind to someone.
I spent 18 hours in jail once, and I was given an oatmeal cream pie, and it smelled like everything else smelled, so I couldn't eat it. I gave mine away. Hopefully, not to anyone on restriction.
Yes,
I didn't know.
It's the restriction aspect that's really the problem here. Prosecutors.
So wait, this guy was in some sort of correctional program. He wasn't actually in jail.
He was in one of these halfway house kind of gizmos. And he broke
the rules. No sharing. You aren't allowed to share your snack cake.
It's not the sharing. It was the, you know, the breaking of the rules by giving a snack cake to somebody who was on restriction. But
I understand that, but he didn't know that, right?
Do you understand? This is the equivalent of, like, not making your bed in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the kind of violation we're talking about here. Yes, he shared with an inmate who was on restriction, but this is a vendetta. This is vendetta-oriented because somebody at the community correctional center said, I told you he wasn't allowed to have a snack cake. He's not allowed to have any, and you will not defy my authority.
Wow.
This is the kind of disgusting crap that goes on when you give people this kind of power over other people.
I can only imagine the hearing as the judge sees this guy in his courtroom for this violation and he tells him, well, normally I'd let you off, but we're going to have to make an example of you today.
Yeah.
Or anyone else who would ever consider sharing a snack cake with Billy. You know? What? This is crazy.
It's so crazy, you don't know what to say about it.
Yeah, the rules, they just never stop, and they just get more and more insane over time. The level of control never decreases. You're right, Mark. Let's go to the phone calls. 800-259-9231.
Just a second to the left of the story. Let me finish.
There's more? Okay.
Yeah, prosecutors in Benton County have asked the Common Pleas Judge Jeffrey Simmons to revoke Caudill's probation and put him in prison for 9 months. Caudill's eternity.
9 months seems a bit extreme.
It's anything's extreme.
VOP.
Any of this is extreme. Caudill's attorney, Claire Ball, said that that's outrageous. Ball says keeping Caudill out of state prison would leave cell space for more serious offender.
Let's go to your phone calls. Whitney's on the line in D.C. Ladies
hey,
first.
Guys.
Hey, Whitney.
Hi. I'm calling tonight. Just wanted to share a story with you about something that happened in my life about 14 years ago with my grandmother. You know, you guys have been talking about how kids are getting stolen by the state, basically.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah.
Kidnapping.
And actually in the D.C. area, and Mark had that story a couple of days ago about the child that was taken from her parents 2 years ago.
3 years ago, yeah.
3 years ago, yeah. And now they won't give her back. But anyway, my story is about my grandmother, who was, I was 13 when this happened, but she was bedridden, and she'd been bedridden for about 3 years, and so she lived at home with us. And she was bedridden because she broke her hip, and she'd never really fully recovered from it, so she just kind of gave up walking.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, she was living at home with us, and she also had Alzheimer's, which is a progressive neurodegenerative disorder. And she essentially one day she decided that she didn't want to take her medication anymore. She was taking about 20 pills for, you know, various
wow.
things. She was 76
wow.
years old.
How old? 76.
She was 76.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, she decides to stop taking her medication, and we're not going to force it down her throat.
Sure.
So the home health aide that we had that came in 2 days a week to relieve us from having to take care of her 7 days a week, apparently the home health aide reported us to HRS.
Oh, my gosh. Snitched out by your own employee?
Yeah. Because we weren't forcing her to take her medication.
That is so awful.
Before you go on, now, did the home health health aide or whatever her title is for the snitch, did the snitch, did she...
She didn't say anything to us.
She didn't talk to you at all about it?
Nope.
She didn't say,
not at all.
You know, it's really best if she takes her medication?
Nope. She just apparently
right
made an anonymous call, didn't even say anything to us. And next thing you know, we got the police and HRS at our door.
What a disgusting individual that is.
Yeah.
What a disgusting system.
It is, because you know what happened. Well, I'll tell you what happened. They come through our door. You know, of course, my mom, let them in. She didn't realize what they were there for.
Yeah.
Yeah. They come in. They basically kidnapped my grandmother out of her home.
Wow.
She was, you know, basically on her deathbed. I mean, she was, you know, not terribly old, but, you know,
She had made her choice. She had
so,
made her choice about what she wanted for her life, and what she wanted was to be off the pills, maybe so she could drift away and possibly
whatever
pass
right.
on.
Well, it gets even worse, because when they took her away against our will and our wishes and her wishes too, and she was basically forced to go into the hospital. She was put on a feeding tube. She was put on like an IV catheter. All these things.
And did they bill you for it?
The bill came out of her estate after she died, but
so they billed her for it.
Exactly. Well, basically, she wound up dying alone at 2 o'clock in the morning, about 3 days after they put her in the hospital.
God.
And she, at 2 o'clock, or I guess at about 1 o'clock in the morning, she had pulled out the feeding tube. She pulled out all the IVs, all the, you know, drips and everything. She yanked everything out.
Wow.
And she died by herself alone with none of her family around her.
Poor lady. Were you not allowed to go see her in the hospital, or were you allowed?
Well, no, we were allowed to see her, but it was 1 o'clock in the morning. You know,
right, so everybody was at home. And, you know,
and I mean, she basically, she didn't want to continue being, living like that. And
well, now, what was the bureaucracy they snitched you out to? Department of what?
Just HRS.
Health and whatever rehabilitation.
Yeah, I don't even know.
So in the beginning of life, the first 18 years, the Department of Children and Families can come on a whim and steal your children from you, and then at the end of life, the HRS can come in and steal your grandparents or your mother and father from you, or perhaps maybe your spouse. Perhaps maybe you're getting older with
it's
your
the same,
loved one.
In that state, that's the same department. The HRS is another name for
Florida,
child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Yeah, that,
huh.
As a matter of fact, in Florida, that is HRS.
No,
yeah.
Florida's got a DCF, Department of Children
they
and Families.
They changed their name relatively.
This was back in 1990-something.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. HRS was. It was
I
HRS.
See.
Now it's.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there she was, ready to die. She was getting ready to die. She was in her own home. And
she was
government...
in our home with us, with our
right.
pets, with our family. And they came and took her out. And totally, I mean, it was,
so
I can't tell you, I was 13 years old and I was totally appalled by
that. That is absolutely stunning. Whitney, thank you for the call tonight. I'm glad you shared that story.
And I'm sorry for what happened to your family.
1-800-259.
Sorry for these bureaucrats. I'm sorry that we've let it come to this.
9231, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Police Department! We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to helping you lose those extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures, and you can read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. I want to go on with the calls, but that story from Whitney, I don't know. I feel like it deserves a little bit more time. For those of you just tuning in, she called in to relate a story that that occurred with her family 14 years ago down in Florida with the Department of Children and Families, at that time known as Health and Rehabilitative Services.
Or something like that, yeah.
Well, what they did was they serviced her grandmother by taking her out of her home, right, her family's home, in her final days after she decided to stop taking the 20-plus pills or however many it was that she was on every single day. She decided to stop taking them for whatever reason. It's her body. It's her life. She can make those decisions for herself. But the state says, no, you can't make those decisions for yourself. No, we're going to make those decisions for you. And they snatched away this woman because apparently one of their workers snitched them out to the state. She snitched on her clients. And so the state came in there to the rescue. And they snatched up Granny, who's on her deathbed, essentially, and then brought her into the hospital, hooked her up to a bunch of machines that she didn't want to be hooked up to.
She wasn't even on her deathbed, necessarily. She essentially, feeding tubes. She wasn't in good shape, by no means, but they hooked her up to a bunch of tubes and machines and that kind of thing, and she pulled them all out and, you know, essentially committed suicide to some extent rather than be in the circumstance she was in. Trapped.
She didn't want to be in that antiseptic hospital.
It's a jail. The hospital is a jail.
Especially when the state puts you there.
You can't leave. Could she leave? Could she go home?
Nope. Not very likely.
And who likes to be in the hospital? I wouldn't want to die in the hospital.
It's so awful.
They're uncomfortable.
It's one of the most disgusting, sad stories I've heard, I think, on this program. I mean, it's bad enough to hear about the kids being stolen away, but at least if they get out of the state's custody, at least they have some time left. You know, at least they have a life left to live. This woman, she was on her last days. How can anybody defend this? 1-800-259-9231, if you want to give it a shot. Maybe you're
out
there.
The only defense to it is that the Department of Family, you know, Rehabilitative Services was put in place to protect people that can't protect themselves, like children and the very old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously sometimes bureaucracy is going to make some mistakes. They're going to overstep their bounds. But all in all, they do a good job. That's the only defense you can come up with. And that's sort of how we all hope the bureaucracy works. We stick our head in the sand. We never question it until it comes, until it rears its ugly eye at us and says, you aren't doing things right. You haven't jammed pills down the throat of your mother.
Disgusting.
Your mother will be taken from you. You are incompetent. And then they take your parent away and kill them.
Oh, man. 1-800-259-9231. If you can seriously defend this behavior, would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we move on, because what can you do? What can you do in this situation? They've taken your loved one from you, and they're probably going to hurt you if you try to do something about it. You know, if you attempt a daring rescue in the middle of the night to steal back your own mother so she can die in peace in her own room or in her family's house, as Whitney said, with loved ones and pets around? Well, what'll happen to you if you try to rescue her back?
Nothing good.
You're going to get hurt. Somebody's going to hurt you. You're going to end up in a cold cage somewhere.
All that can happen is, you know, I don't know how you would pull it off. Basically, you'd say to the hospital staff, look, I'm taking my mom and I are going home.
Yeah.
Then they pick up
call
the phone,
the cops.
And
there's
call
a cop right there at the hospital
to
stop you.
Nothing
so,
good.
I mean, you go, you see mom, and you say, I'm sorry, we hired the wrong person, we never would have known. Next time we'll put a clause in the contract that says you can't call the state. Hire somebody more trustworthy. The idea that your own employee snitches you out.
Well, what difference would it make if you put that clause in the contract?
Probably none.
None. I mean,
because the law would override it or whatever.
You know, this is just a despicable person who had, you know, no spine. She didn't, the snitch didn't say anything, the home health care agent or whatever she's called. She didn't say anything to the family. She didn't say, look, I'm really of the opinion that this woman should be taking her meds. She didn't say anything like that. She just called HRS.
Mm.
sick world.
So, you know, how much further are you going to let this go? How many more examples need pass in front of you? Does it have to be your family? Is that when you're willing to make a change? Now, obviously, I'm speaking very generally. Speaking to those who aren't willing to make a change. Speaking to those who aren't willing to stand up. And I don't know what you can do about this beyond get together with people who are of like mind and refuse this system. Refuse participation in it. This is the most inhumane, disgusting, despicable group. I understand that individually these people are probably very nice, but when they get together and they operate under the auspices of bureaucracy, under the auspices of power,
once the responsibility is taken away from them for their actions, because
humanity is taken away.
Who suffered here? Who suffered?
Did the old lady in the family?
Right. Did the HRS agents? No. Even though they took the woman away from her family and 3 days later she's dead, no one says, you're a bunch of freaking murderers. You're going to jail. Nobody says that. They couldn't say that. Even if someone did say that, they couldn't put them in jail.
No, you can't charge HRS with murder. That's for sure. It's not even a real organization. It's not even a person. It's a group of people calling themselves something and doing business by the threat of force. And it's awful. And I don't understand why anyone would want to raise this system up and say this is a good thing. We've talked before about how in a free marketplace, there are going to be people that do things you don't agree with their family. And if you really, really, really don't agree and you feel like you must do something, and I don't recommend this, but if you feel like you must step in and rescue the old lady or rescue the children from abuse or whatever it is, the situation that you're dealing with, at least in that situation, if you were to go in, Mark, and save that old lady from that family and take her to the hospital yourself because you heard about what was going on, maybe you were the worker, you snatch the woman away and bring her into the hospital, you could face some sort of consequence for that. You could be taken to arbitration, and that, you know, that old lady or the family would tell you that this was not her wish, and there's a chance that you could pay for that. Some sort of restitution.
There would never even be in the free market anything that happened like this.
I don't think there would.
There would never be an organization.
But you know how people feel about the kids
that snatched 76-year-old women out of their homes that are on 20 pills a day. There would never be an organization that did that. Nothing could be this sick. Only a government could be this twisted. Only.
1-800-259-9231, and they are completely immune from any consequences whatsoever.
At least with mass murderers, you can throw them in jail. But when they work for the government, when they're do-gooders with good intentions,
you get a pat on the back and a promotion. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Pork Manor. You want to move to New Hampshire, but you don't know where you're going to live? PorkManor.com is a new site that connects freedom-loving landlords with freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos and showing videos. Renters can find a place cheap where they'll be living with libertarians and anarchists. It's simple, efficient, affordable, and effective. PorkManor.com. That's PorkManor.com. The latest on the coming crackdown on video games. First, we go to your phone calls. Kevin in the UK across the pond. Hello, Kevin. Kevin, you're on the air. Kevin, go on once. Hello.
Hi, it's Gavin.
Oh, Gavin. What's on your mind?
How you doing? All right. Hey, this is the first time I've spoken to your female host there.
No, yeah, Julia.
Yeah, she's not on enough.
Hello.
Oh, how you doing? All right.
Okay. Good. Sorry.
Let's move past the formalities, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, we're far too formal in this country. That's the problem. Right. Yeah, the last time I phoned, I was a bit under weather. I had a few too many bevies, and, I started coughing.
Well, it is midnight around there right now, right? I mean, it's past midnight at this point, isn't it, over there?
Oh, yeah. It's well beyond my bedtime, so.
So, no problem, man. Don't worry about it.
Right. Well, I just thought the point I was trying to make last time was in short, that, despite the good work that Free Talk Live does and so on, is that each individual needs to take charge of their own destiny at the end of the day, because, if you rely on other people to achieve freedom for yourself, it's going to be a very long time coming.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not going to happen. I mean, the evidence is that it's just simply not going to happen. The governments in both of our countries have grown exponentially since just all along. They just keep on getting bigger and bigger.
That much is true. Certainly no one can save you but yourself. You have to be willing to take that step into responsibility for your own life fully. But at the same time, it does help to have others around that agree with you, like we do here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, I think that you've got a very good opportunity in America in that you do have your individual states. We don't have that sort of thing in the UK. It's mm-hmm. it's pretty much a centralized system. You know, we have the Westminster Parliament in London. We do have a degree of devolution in Wales and Scotland, but it nonetheless, it's still a centralized system. At least in America, you do have, the United States, you do have, the opportunity in your instance to secede. And, I'd certainly look at that seriously.
I can bet we are.
I'm very interested in it. I just don't think that when you say it's the opportunity, I don't think it's going through most Americans' heads.
Oh, no, but we have to put it in their heads. We have to talk about it. We have to publicize the idea, popularize the idea, so people start to think about it. I agree with you, Mark, but that can change.
It can.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why a state like New Hampshire should be able to secede more readily than where some little spot in England that you guys pick out and decide should secede.
Sure.
But
you could do it, I think.
For some reason or another, it makes more sense in people's mind.
Yeah.
You know,
live
for your die.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is it's interesting. In the last couple of years, I've been paying more attention to the American political scene, and it's interesting to see how your political system works. And it's really messed up.
But it's the best one in the world,
that's
Kevin.
That's what they tell us,
or
at
Gavin.
Least.
Well, I struggle to understand it. And we in this country, we have first past the post, which basically means that when you have first of all, we don't have this situation where the parties, you know, your Republican, your Democrat parties have this several months of campaigning to see who's going to be the candidate of the political party.
Hmm. We do like our suspense here.
Yeah, and I can't quite understand how that works. I don't see what the point of that is. You know,
it's a big popularity contest. The politicians love to be loved, and they love all the attention that they get out on the campaign trail. And I think that's what the primary thing is just to build, you know, pump up their name and who they are. And those who don't win the nominations end up writing a book and making money off of that and getting speaking engagements and making money off of that. And so that's pretty much what it's about. But it's just, you know, I don't know about the suspense, Mark. We know that whichever one of those scumbags gets elected, freedom is going to suffer.
Yeah, there's
no suspense there.
Although Barack Obama is, if you like, the worst of all, worst of the evils of the two Democrats.
I can't categorize them.
They're so awful. All of them are just so awful.
I completely agree, but crikey. Hillary.
I don't want to pay enough attention. I'm not interested in paying enough attention to ascertain which one might be one iota better than the other. It's not worth my while. I'm not going to vote for any of them.
No. Gavin, the key thing, as I say, is that regardless of the politicians, and I'm speaking as a politician in this country, is at the end of the day, politicians don't matter. Well, I once got an email saying, how dare you speak about certain issues the way you do? You know, a person of your responsibility, a person of your standing as a politician. And I said, well, hang on. At the end of the day, the Queen may use a better brand of toilet paper than you do, but at the end of the day, you both wipe your own backside.
Oh, and I heard that. Right on, Gavin. I love that example. Thank you so much. It really brings those people back down to earth. These are not special people. And I can't stand it when people have the attitude of, well, in Washington, they know what they're doing. They're very smart.
They're smart people. They've gone to school for this leadership thing. They know.
Yeah.
They were part of the leadership club in high school, too.
Yeah.
They're leaders.
They're not leaders.
No.
They're gangsters.
They're a bunch of idiots.
They're gangsters. Leaders lead by example. Leaders have a vision. and they persuade people to follow their vision on a voluntary basis. Persuasion is the tool of a good leader. A politician has only a violent tool. They have government. They have men with guns to back up their grand ideas. They're disgusting. 800-259-9231, and the worship for them in this country, I understand, you know, looking at it, I can imagine Gavin looking at it from the outside and just seeing people fall all over themselves for these politicians.
Well, he's a politician over there. He knows
I'm sure
to some
it happens,
extent what it's like.
But he's saying it's different. He's saying it's different here than it is there. So.
Hollywood for ugly people.
That's what they say.
It's gotten more that way over time. Go ahead.
I'm always amazed when I go and I look for show prep and I'm looking through all of the news, I have to wade through so much crap
about politics.
Hillary Clinton, just all of them. It's just one story after another about them. They're really not, and they're not exciting stories.
Sure, well, it's always the same. I mean, you can look at it here in this election season, and you can rewind 4 years ago to that election season. It's the only thing that changes are the names of the players. All they do is always the same. I'm the same way. I mean, I ignore those stories, but they hit you in the face when you're going and looking for prep. And one of the last things I saw was that Barack Obama goes to meet some, you know, longshoremen or something like that to prove that he's got the chops for it because he came from the streets or, you know, something like that.
Barack Obama, he's a bad mamma jamma.
You know, it's that attitude. Or Hillary Clinton's down meeting with a bunch of mothers.
Schools and Harvard or Yale? I can't remember which one.
John McCain is
Ivy
meeting
League schools.
You know, he's meeting with the Hispanics to...
And the John McCain thing is so disingenuous because largely he's getting elected based on... I'm a collaborator with the enemy. I work with the Democrats. I bring us all together. And don't forget, I was a POW. I was in the military. He's not the only guy that was in the military that was running, but for some reason he gets the military flag.
1-800.
Because he was dumb enough to get caught.
800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You want him to lead you somewhere? He's going to lead you right into the VC. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. And $3 a month is all that will cost you. Totally voluntary. You get all the features on the site for free. So this is above and beyond that to get you some extra perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. And feel good, because that money's being reinvested into the show to get us on more radio stations across the country. I can't announce which stations at this point, but I can hint, I think, because I've got a verbal agreement from a five-station group in New York State, which
yeah,
will be
a
way to make a splash in the Empire State. It'll be
big,
fun.
Big.
Yeah.
Because five stations, it takes us sometimes 2-3 months. Even now, it used to be a year. I remember we started on three stations. We went down to two. We're syndicated on two stations.
Right. So,
smoking out of Marysville, Tennessee, and Six Watts in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Up to this.
Humble beginnings, Mark.
Right.
And
I think that we're going to be at 50 by the end of the year.
I think it's possible. I think it's doable.
50 stations.
So it's all happening because of those of you who have become amplifiers. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You're helping make it happen faster. And you get perks while you're at it, too. So go get all the details and get on board. Amp.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. What does the habeas corpus mean?
It means
the body of evidence.
Surrender the body. No, that's corpus delicti.
Oh, corpus delicti. All this Latin.
Well, I was reading the Constitution today, and it says that the writ of habeas corpus may be suspended in case of a rebellion or a invasion.
Well, it's been suspended.
Yeah,
so
they pretty much done that already.
They must either believe they're being invaded or rebelled against. Which
and
both.
Congress also can appropriate monies for war, but for a period no longer than 2 years, according to the Constitution.
Yeah, I think what they do is they just keep appropriating it every 2 years. It's
that's what someone told me. That
yep.
They were not a fan of President Bush, but they said he was doing right by the Constitution by going every year.
It just goes to show you, Dave, and those are great points that you bring up, and it just goes to show you that no amount of words can truly shackle people who are in search of more and more power. Thank you for the call, Fred.
Right, thank you
for those examples. 800-259-9231. As Lysander Spooner said back in the late 1800s, that the Constitution has either authorized all of the tyranny that we are seeing from the federal government, or it has been powerless to prevent it. You know, the fact is, words on paper are never going to stop men who are in search of lording power over other men. It won't stop them. It hasn't. I wish it did. We'd be so much wealthier now and so much more free, but
Didn't work that way. 800-259-9231, which is why we like secession. Let's continue with Jeff in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to make some comments and, you know, tell all your listeners, you know, I tell you, the government has its own agenda, and actually, they're in the process and have been in their fascist movement, which has always been in motion, and, you know, they're basically a Nazi puppet state, national regeneration. And what we have here, guys, is Hillary Clinton, an old cat, elements of Marxism. Then we got Obama. He's wanting to set up toxic waste sites all over the country. And then we got John McCain, who's trying to endorse the North American Union, which is, you know, everybody knows about. And these are candidates with nothing to offer, desperate to come up with something to swing the polls.
What's new?
Wait, hold on, wait.
Yeah,
what's
and they really have no platform. And basically, the truth is, you know, the truth is too hot for some people to handle, guys, because these guys are all members of the CFR, okay? And we know what their agenda on their own website, it says that they seek a one-world government. And, of course, they endorse the Federal Reserve. And also endorse the UN policies, United Nations,
they're bad, bad people.
Yeah,
There's no doubt
candidates are only interested in raping the economy and the environment, and basically,
but really, as you know, as I say, what has changed? I mean,
yeah, they're part of the new world order.
Well, this is no different from 4 years ago, from 4 years before that, and I don't know what the whole new world order thing is. All I know, Jeff, is that there are people in search of power over others. Those are the people I will fight against. Those are the people that I will try to avoid. Those are the people that I don't want in my life, and those are the people we out here on this show. And thanks for the call.
Ron,
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, we like Ron Paul. He's one of the good guys in there. Maybe the only one. 800-259-9231. Please don't, you know, the New World Order thing, just, it's so paranoid, so crazy sounding, and at the same time, such an oversimplification of what we're really dealing with. We're dealing with people.
Nazi puppet states.
We're dealing with people, whether they're Nazis or fascists or whatever it is they are. They want to control your life. That's what my concern is, that there are people that want to control others. Now, look, if you want to be controlled, then have at it. There are plenty of people out there that will be more than happy to give you orders and tell you how to live your life. You can find them in organized religions. You can find them in governments. And so I would never want to, while I find it sad that there would be people like that, I would never want to force those people to not be controlled. You will always have the option in the free marketplace to allow yourself to be controlled at any time. I mean, that's why dominatrixes, you know, they've got business, right? The businessmen, they like to go to the, get tied up on the rack at the dominatrix hut or wherever it is that she does her, a dungeon, I guess she would be in a dungeon. So, you know, they like, some people like to be controlled. And I say, more power to them. Not for me. Thank you very much. I like my own life. I like making my own decisions. And I want other people who also want to make their own decisions for their lives without facing a threat of a jail cell to have that ability, and that's what I'm working towards.
You know, I tuned out for just a second to look at this article on, I don't know, somebody's caught smoking pot. And then I tuned back in, and you're talking about dominatrixes.
Yeah.
I can't let you alone for a second on the air. No dominatrix talk.
We're talking about control, Mark. We've had a dominatrix on the air with us in the past. There's a dominatrix on our Shrine of Female Listeners. We are going to be linked to dominatrixes from here on out, Mark. There's no avoiding it. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Julia, am I right about this? People, some of them, they just want this treatment.
What, to be controlled?
To be controlled.
Sure, people love to be controlled.
So let them have it, but just stop trying to control us, because not everyone likes that. 1-800-259-9231. The Libertarian Party. I revoked my membership, my life membership, a week or so ago on this program, and then came across some interesting numbers that really back up my case about how ineffective they are. Brad Spangler from bradspangler.com has a blog where he talks about how the 2008 Liberty Magazine poll results are out, and they support something he says I've been talking about for the past few years in regard as crucially important for libertarians. The Libertarian Party specifically and electoral politics generally are very poor tools for the advancement of libertarian ideas if we're talking about radical, i.e. real, libertarianism. Consider the first two questions alone. Number one, these were questions asked of people in the Libertarian Party, okay? Question number one, there is a proper role for government, but that role is much smaller than the role government plays at present.
Yes.
Today, 89.5% agree with that statement, whereas 20 years ago, 66% of libertarians agreed with that statement.
Okay.
Number two, government should be eliminated altogether. Today, only 10.5% of Libertarian Party members agree with that statement, while 20 years ago, 31% of Libertarian Party members agreed with that statement. So you can see very clearly, over just from those two questions, what I've talked about on this program, and that is how the Libertarian Party has been watered down over the last several years. As more people, they've tried to expand the tent to make it so people who aren't as principled can come in and join the party.
They've
been successful at watering down the party. They haven't been really any more successful at getting elected.
I don't know if there's any more people in the party or not, and I can tell you that they're
no, they actually dipped down.
Fewer people are voting for them.
They peaked up in the late 90s, and then they dipped down after, I think, the 2000 elections. So there you go, more hard evidence, and Spangler says whether there should be minimal government is one of the oldest controversies in libertarian thought. If the poll results are representative of overall libertarian opinion, the minarchists clearly are making their case more persuasively than are the anarchists, and the trend line is clearly away from anarchist sentiments. The above supposes, though, that anarchists are and have been making their case among the movement cross-section represented by Liberty Magazine's reader poll, and that it is this case which has been rejected in favor of a purported minarchist case supposedly being actively advanced. He says no such thing is going on at all. Rather, within the movement, anarchists aren't making their case because they're busy doing politics, and minarchists enjoy the pro-government bias inherent in existing government being the status quo. So, you know, people like me are dropping out of the Libertarian Party because they've fallen away from their principles, and you can just expect them to water down even more before they're completely irrelevant in the future. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Men.